Hi, this is Mistress Lily, and today I'm going to be discussing why Rip Ride Rocket is the perfect ride for stocking teases. James and I recently got back from a Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure vacation, and I took the opportunity to show him a very, very important fact. Not all teases have to involve physical contact. In fact, some of the most diabolically effective ones are strictly hands-off. Look, but don't touch. Rip Ride Rocket provided me with an ideal way to educate James on how I could get him so turned on. He was practically crippled with lust by the end of the ride, without lifting a finger or saying a word. I'm not kidding either. I had to help him out of his harness and provide a cock block for the boner in his pants when we left the loading area. It was about 10 minutes before his raging hard-on subsided enough that he could stand up straight without me in front of him to block the view from passersby. 90 degrees of cock teasing. On that particular day in Orlando, there was a faint chill. So I wore a pair of nude thigh highs instead of going with bare legs to Universal Studios, and paired it with a rose lace panty and garter belt set, trimmed with wine satin ribbons and garter straps, topped with a lovely full and floaty floral silk chiffon skirt lined with satin, a white gauze peasant top with a drawstring neckline, and a nude bra underneath. I knew the moment I saw Rip Ride Rocket that out of all the rides in the park that day, we were definitely going on this one. Why? It starts out with a 90-degree vertical climb, then has several dives, twists, turns, and inversions. In short, it was the perfect ride to give James an unparalleled stocking tease. As the cart left the loading area and angled for its vertical ascent, my lovely skirt fell back in a tumble of filmy sheer and satin folds, providing James with a teasing view of the tops of my thigh highs and even of my garters. A sidelong glance was enough to confirm that he definitely noticed. A gentle slide of my hands as we approached the drop put my skirt back to rights and got my arms up and in the air just in time for zipping down the first plunge. The wind and the twists and turns of the roller coaster had a field day blowing my skirt to and fro, revealing my stocking tops one moment, concealing them the next, exposing a brilliant flash of my wine-red garters as my skirt tumbled backward on the inversion loop-de-loop, and obscured them again on the next turn. The entire ride became my accomplice in making sure James had one heck of an irresistible, unpredictable stocking tease, and the roller coaster harness was restrictive enough that he couldn't touch any part of me, no matter how badly he wanted to. Rip Ride Rocket is wonderful for fetish fun and just plain awesome. Even if you're not planning on teasing someone within an inch of their sanity, Rip Ride Rocket is still a blast to ride. And it even gives you the option to choose your favorite song from a couple of different tracks to accompany you on the roller coaster. That's right, folks. You can have your own theme song. As for me, I chose Pump It, aka what James spent the next hour and a half wishing he could do to his cock. For more pics of my Orlando vacation, keep your eyes on my Tumblr blog at cockteasemistresslily.tumblr.com. I'll be having some photos go up there while James and I are away on our Italian cruise. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.